Paddy and Rob Palmer don't use alarm clocks. They have Big Merv yell, "How's that?" instead, thanks to BJ Howes. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Tuesday, the 20th of September, with a brand new game that will sweep the world by storm, Robert.
What's that?
I'm not A.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
No, I think you're mistaken.
Yeah, no. I am not A, huh? And I tell you what, unbelievable response we had to our new game.
Didn't we? We spoke to Trevor Long.
Our textbird.
Oh, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Tell you what. And also, if you're into GoPros, what the new one will do for you. And, oh, what about In the Nuts? Oh, it's all game shows now, isn't it?
We gave stuff away. We gave a lot of stuff away.
Yeah. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Andrews, Robert.
You little ripper.
Yeah, the musical is playing at the Capitol in the theatre right now, actually.
Geez, I love a musical.
Oh, so do I.
Just take me along to
more than you. And the man who stars, and he's from he's a gospel boy, former Central Coast boy, is Rodney Dobson. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Rod.
Rodney.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, I'm not an early bird like you blokes, but, you know, I've got up early because I'm bloody excited to talk to you.
Oh, mate, that is so good.
What time do you start singing of a morning? Like, you know, because some people, they like to get up and just...
Mate, us musical theatre guys, we don't stop, mate. We don't stop. I think I sing in my sleep. I think
fair enough.
But this is a huge... When you look at Moulin Rouge, logistically, it's a massive operation, isn't it?
Oh, gee, I think this musical took something like 10 years to get from ringing up Baz Luhrmann to me wobbling my vocals out on the stage, yeah.
So what happened? Yeah. Did Baz Luhrmann have to give you permission to do this show? Like, the Moulin Rouge is a story from long ago, or is it Baz Luhrmann's baby?
Yeah. It's part of his, you know, Red Curtain trilogy, yeah. So it was his sort of concept to take the Moulin Rouge sort of story. It's sort of loosely based on La Boheme, which he famously directed for Australian Opera. And
I tried to get in there once. I went to Paris and tried to get into Moulin Rouge. Yeah, the queue was about five blocks long, but so I just went stuff that
but
and
he
I moved on.
Rodney tried to be a dancer, and that was the big mistake.
Yeah. You know, dancing girls are great, but, you know, how long do you want to queue up for?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Rodney, speaking of doing things out of your skill set, Paddy likes to sing sometimes.
Of course I do. I love
in the studio with us. And I was just wondering, Rodney, if you could give him maybe a little vocal exercise that he could do before he belts out his favourite tunes.
Jeez, Rob, you're a very patient man.
Yeah, you said it.
My best advice for you, Paddy, would be don't do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't right. do it.
If he had to, though,
just
Rodney.
Just say.
Paddy, right. Are you ready? Just to follow Rodney's lead.
Okay. Give us a song. Give us a song and I'll sing it. I'm like a jukebox, Rodney.
Oh, righto. If you start with something easy, bit of maybe Nessun Dorma, you know, a bit of opera, because that's good for your voice.
No. Listen, would you? Listen.
No.
Rodney's going to tell you. What's Nessun Dorma?
I know. Don't you know?
Nessun Dorma. You don't need to know what it is. You just need to feel pain in your soul. Mal mio mistero e chiuso in me.
I love you always.
Oh, mate. Yeah. I see the problem there, Rob.
Another request,
Rodney.
Whether to genuflect or run.
No.
And everyone's just turned their radio right down.
No. I do request, Rodney. Hit me again. Give me something more modern.
Oh, hit me, baby, one more time.
Britney Spears. Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, you please. And I. What are you doing? We should do some sort of duet together.
No, don't.
Rodney, you and
anything,
I, brother.
Rodney. You're in trouble here, Rod.
The beginning of a beautiful relationship, I feel it.
But you know what? I love the stats behind, you know, stage shows or the stats behind anything. And this massive sign, if you go to Moulin Rouge at Capitol Theatre, it weighs 370 kilos. Hope the bloody thing doesn't fall over. And requires 15 people to move it. It is that massive.
Yeah. Well, that is a crazy stat. Not even I'd heard that one.
I can sing it for you.
No, the Moulin Rouge musical is hectic. There's like 80 songs. We've got a giant elephant and a windmill in the middle of the theatre. It's like they put the Spinal Tap dial up to 11 on the whole thing. Everything is madness at the show. It's crazy.
Hey, Rod, we know you're a Central Coast boy. You've travelled the world doing all different shows. Who probably is the best person you've worked with? A big name.
Oh, big names. Well,
Yeah.
I had the good fortune to be in the Australian premiere of Sunset Boulevard, which starred a very young Hugh Jackman at the time.
How about that?
Is that will that work for
that,
you?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Hugh
so we hung
Jackman.
Out
Hugh Jackman.
And mucked around.
We were going for big name. We weren't going for like superstar.
Oh. He thinks he can sing that Hugh Jackman.
The worst thing about Hugh Jackman is he seems like a really nice guy. In you know, when you see me do that, turns out he is a real nice guy. It sort of shits me a little bit.
Life's not fair like that, Rodney.
Unlike Rob
it's not,
Palmer.
It's not right, is it? If you're born that good looking, there should be something wrong with you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Oh, he's got a third nipple, I hear.
Yeah.
Rodney Dobson, he's our local boy. You can get him at Moulin Rouge, the musical, playing at Capitol Theatre now. Hey, Rod, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
No drama, boys. Straight back to bed now.
Well done, Rodney.
Thanks, boys.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Look, we are having a break after tomorrow, and we bloody need one, I think. But this is a great competition. This is a new competition, first time ever played on radio.
Ever.
Ever. Because we want to give you Taronga Zoo Family Pass. School holidays coming up, Roberto.
Yep.
And roll the theme, first of all. All right. What it is, 1-3-5-3 if you want to get there. Yeah. All right. What we're going to do is play... I'm not a. Right? Okay, so we're going to the zoo.
We do need a break.
We're going to.
I'm not a.
I'm not a. Now, have a listen. Have a listen. Okay.
1-3-5-3.
I'm not a what? Go on.
I'm not a goat.
Correct. Correct. You won. You won. Okay. Moe, our producer. Moe. Yeah, okay, yeah. Have a listen. I'm not a.
Fish.
Absolutely right.
Give me one more try.
Okay, hang on. Okay.
I'm not a chimpanzee.
Absolutely right. See, that's how easy it is to play. I'm not a at the zoo. It's got to be a zoo animal. Otherwise, bump, bump, you lose. 1-3-5-3.
If you repeat a zoo animal already.
Yes, if you repeat,
out.
That's right. You lose.
You lose.
And we've got... Not one, not two, not three, not... So we've got to do four Taronga Zoo Family Passes. Make unforgettable memories
Hang
at
on.
Taronga Zoo.
Is a fish a zoo animal?
Yes, they have fish
no.
there. Yes,
they do not. They have penguins.
They feed them to the animals.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
We want to give these family passes.
In the jungle,
the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty
no,
jungle.
No, stop, that's it.
Four Taronga Zoo family passes because the school holidays start Friday. Who's sending their kids to school on Friday?
I have to come up with an illness. I've already had a letter saying that they have to go.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah, for one of them. Because I got three at three different schools.
Oh, right.
And, yeah.
So they say, hey,
one,
listen.
One of them has said, do not... Even think about having the
having
day
that
off
day.
Friday.
Oh, of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't. But what we're doing this morning, we are giving you a chance to get those Taronga Zoo family passes with probably the hardest radio competition ever in the world. It's called I'm Not A.
I'm Not
You
a.
can correctly identify.
I'm Not A. Has to be a zoo animal.
That's right. What that and isn't.
Technically, I think...
Yeah.
That producer Chloe's guess of fish was incorrect.
She wouldn't have got
she,
the pass.
You would have blown
wouldn't,
it
yeah,
and you would have lost
yeah.
the tickets because
loser.
Fish belong in an aquarium.
Just, exactly.
And
it's
this
not
is
an
a
animal.
Zoo
That's
animal.
Actually right. They only feed those to the animals.
That's
We've got
right.
Matthew from
They're
Memory Park.
Dead.
G'day, Matty.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad. Real hard comp. Not too bad for a Tuesday. It is Tuesday. Now, Matty,
I'm not a...
elephant.
Oh, no, it is an elephant.
Oh, Matthew. I don't even know,
you know what
to say.
For your stupidity.
You're not allowed to go. You've got to stand for your family, but you must stay in the car.
We're going to give you that Taronga Zoo beam. That's exactly right. You just drive down and sit in the car park.
I'll just get the ferry over and sit in the car in the boat.
Yeah,
All
that's
right.
it. That's
okay.
it. I don't want you anywhere near the zoo. You don't deserve
Absolutely.
it.
Now, Terry from Gwendolyn just ruined our comp. We're not giving you another wave if
Terry,
you don't play the game right.
The question is, I am not A.
What is it?
A giraffe.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank goodness for Terry.
Terry, I'm not a giraffe.
Welcome to the zoo.
So, you've got a family pass to Taronga Zoo.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, that's two. Brilliant. We've got Victoria. Oh, no, we've got Daniel from your mind. Hello, Daniel.
Daniel.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good, Dan. Good, thanks, mate. A really tough competition.
Okay, don't stuff this up now.
Okay.
We've already had...
Matthew. I'm not a...
Wombat.
Oh, brilliant. It's not absolutely correct.
Marsupial at that.
It is not a wombat. Daniel, you should be... working in Australian Reptile Park or something like that. well mate, you got a Taronga Zoo family pass. Well done, buddy.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you, mate. And I think we've got time for one more. Vanessa, good morning, Vanessa.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Oh. All right. Oh, this is a tough one here.
How's your general knowledge on zoo animals?
I am not a...
Lion.
Oh.
Lion.
That's exactly right.
She's not lion.
Now... for everyone playing at home, that other thing here was
an elephant.
Of course it was, so Vanessa.
Vanessa, you are the proud owner now of a Taronga Zoo family pass. Make unforgettable memories at Taronga Zoo these school holidays. Yours is free of charge.
Well done, Vanessa.
Amazing, thanks, guys.
Good on you. Do we have, Chloe, our producer, do we have more to give away? We should play that again tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we'll play it again tomorrow.
That's
such a bloody great game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer are about to down tools for a smoko. How's about you drop into BJ Howe's? Tools, steel, gas, Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff.
This is the news that doesn't make the news, that should be in the news instead of the other news.
And good morning to you, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, archaeologists have discovered a set of female legs, like articulated legs belonging to a prehistoric Dromornis stirtoni.
Correct pronunciation on that one.
Thank you.
What was it again?
Discovered Dromornis... Stirtoni.
Yeah, that's a, right.
That's
exactly.
It. And but
that's
basically, this bird, how big do you reckon the bird is?
I reckon
it's
30 metres.
Oh, realistic. So let's say
10
it's 8
meters.
Million years old.
10 metres.
8 million years old, 3 metres high. You
that's
ruined it because you went too big too early. Biting off more than you can chew again. How much do you reckon it weighed?
1,000 kilograms.
650. Ruined it again. It's in Northern Territory, they found it. But this bird's massive, 3 metre high bird. It's flightless, though, so technically, is it really a bird?
No.
Or is it just an animal?
It's a bloody
that has
emu
two
or
legs?
An ostrich. Yeah, it's just an animal
ostrich.
With two legs.
Well,
yeah.
That's a bird, too, isn't it?
So, how big do they reckon it was? 3 metres.
3 metres
right.
High. But
three
it's the
meters,
first
one,
time
two, three.
That they yep. found all the bones of one animal
wow, that's
all
pretty
together.
Big. Where'd they find this at?
Northern Territory.
Are they really?
Yeah, yeah. Mate,
oh,
this
wow.
thing's huge. You should
3 meters.
Let me show you.
3 meters. That's really big. And yep. what? 600 kilos.
Big bird.
Imagine running.
Big bird.
Imagine that running at you. Can we put that? Oh well, that's not a bird. That's a dinosaur.
It's prehistoric. It's like 8 million years old, mate.
Oh
yes,
right.
It's
okay.
A dinosaur.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty big.
Bird dinosaur.
Bird dinosaur. And they found that at the territory.
It doesn't fly.
Well, I've got this. The best thing to happen to the cruise industry in a while. The world's largest cruise ship, which would have been able to carry 9,000 passengers, is now set to be...
Is that a lot?
Yeah.
For a cruise?
Yeah.
How many is your average cruise hold?
Oh, about 3,000, 4,000.
That's a big cruise.
Yeah. So, but the world's largest cruise ship, which was would have been set to carry 9,000 passengers, is now set to be scrapped before its maiden voyage.
Hang on.
Yeah.
I think I read about that one last year.
Yeah. No, it's came out yesterday. Oh. Global Dream 2 was a 20-deck vessel, which includes an outdoor water park and a cinema, unless administrators can
Does
find
it have
a buyer.
A golf course?
Yes, mini golf course. Unless administrators can find a buyer to pay the ship's $1.5 billion price tag, it's set to be scrapped. Oh. The ship so far has cost $2 billion to build, and it still needs $340 million to be spent on its to complete construction. But, like, if you've ever been on a cruise, what you do get 3,000 people you don't know, or even 4,000, go and have lunch, dinner and breakfast at an RSL.
Yeah.
If you've never been on a cruise.
Same place.
And then all 4,000 of you just go to someone's backyard pool. And then you all 4,000 of you then try and get on a dinghy and travel Brisbane water to get, say, up to around to Saratoga from
and
Gosford.
All 4,000 of you then go to Wet n Wild together.
Yeah. That's what it's like.
But there's only one slide because all the other slides are closed.
Like they're closed down. I'm an advocate of cruising. Jeez, I love it. I tell you what, but that's what's happening in the world of news.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
I have not jumped on any bandwagons. I've been with this one for a little while. And over the last 12 days, the Queen passing has been, for want of a better term and with all due respect, it's been relentless on TV.
It has.
And relentless.
Media Watch covered it last Monday, just went, holy geez. Like from the Friday when it happened, which was our 9th of
September.
It's
wall to wall.
It was wall to wall. And you couldn't escape it. You just go. And sometimes they weren't even covering normal news. They weren't covering other big news issues because of it.
And you go.
You go. I want to balance.
Anyway, it was a moment in history and a transition of
course it was.
Of the clock of life. Mm. Anyway, but in the meantime, I thought I need something else. Because I couldn't get on free to air, I went to Netflix.
Mm.
Because I told you about Cobra Kai, haven't I?
Yeah.
They got a new season out.
Is it season five?
This thing is awesome. If anyone has not seen Cobra Kai, you've got to have a clear mind to go into it because it's very non-PC, but it's stupid in its humour sometimes.
Yeah, this clip doesn't do it justice.
No, it won't.
But just have a listen. Cobra Kai, season 5.
You can either accept that, or I can kick it again right now.
Okay. Yeah, wasn't the best grab.
That's
anyway.
It was just one bad guy. But the overacting is hilarious.
Yeah.
Daniel's son. It's a crack up. I love it. And they, you know, just the way they.
Is it based on Wax On, Wax Off?
Yeah, that's it. It's the same two guys, but move forward 30 years.
Yeah, right.
And it's brilliant. But it took the focus off the Queen. That's all I needed.
Yeah, actually, I did. You know what? It's funny you say that, Rob. When 9/11 occurred as well, back like 21 years ago, that's the same thing. We got just over bombarded with it every day. And it started to wear on you. You just go, I can't watch it anymore. And so we went to episodes of The Simpsons. I'm there. I just can't watch anymore.
You just need a circuit breaker.
Yeah, you do.
Come on, please. I need to get back early.
So yours was Cobra Kai.
Do it. Cobra Kai.
Season 5. Yeah. I better go back to season 1 and have a squeeze.
Yeah, you start.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Time to talk all things tech with Trevor Long, our tech expert from EFTM.com.au. Good morning, Trevor.
Hey, Trev.
Dancing in the dark. That's what Paddy always does.
Yes, I do. I tell you, quite often naked.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Gorgeous.
You really took that to the next level.
No one needs to.
And there's nothing wrong. And that's why I want that new GoPro.
What a segue.
Wow. I don't think I can go on. But anyway, the new GoPro Hero 11
is
out now, including this is good for you, including the Hero 11 Mini.
Is that what No, I want the close-up.
Is that a strap-on?
Getting worse.
There are many attachments you can get for the GoPro to use it in different circumstances. I'll tell you one feature of the new GoPro I think is made for the modern age. They have made the sensor and the image capability so big that it can shoot vertical or horizontal. So you could create video. Let's say you're playing golf or you're out mountain biking, whatever it might be, surfing, whatever. When you've shot your video, you've got enough vision in the square that you could upload to YouTube for the kind of horizontal look or TikTok for the vertical look. So they've really gone, hang on a minute, how do we make sure that people can capture everything for every platform? And I think that's quite smart.
I've always wondered about that. There was a period where everyone used to use their phones in landscape and you'd go, right, yeah, because it was the way you looked at things. But
then they wanted in portrait.
All the kids now want it the other way, standing portrait. Up straight.
Exactly. It's so frustrating, but this new GoPro Hero 11 at least gives a little bit of a chance to capture for both platforms.
Trevi, what amount of time does it capture when it comes to video on GoPro on the newie?
Just depends how big the memory card.
You can capture
a good hour and a bit if you want.
Yeah.
You know, you're limited by battery life, but that's been improved by about 30%. But you can also do overnight time lapses. So you could set it up, and it will do time lapse of the stars, for example. the whole night. It'll just turn on every minute to take a photo, and there's beautiful astrophotography it'll do. So, yeah, there's some very cool things you can do with the GoPro over and above just, you know, whacking it on your surfboard when you go surfing.
And, and filming yourself dancing nude
at night by yourself. Yeah, that's all right. No problems. I'll send it to you.
Look, where there's smoke, there's fire, but the reverse is not necessarily true, Trev.
Oh, I wish I'd have used that line in my review of the Solo Stove.
You're welcome. Yeah. You can have that, Trev.
This thing is so low tech. It's the best thing ever. There's no batteries, no power, but it's designed in such a way that it uses airflow technology. So think about a fire pit you buy at Bunnings, $100, right?
Yeah.
This thing's $400. So yes, it's expensive, but it's a stainless steel cylinder, double walled, and the fire sits elevated from the ground so that there's air that comes in underneath. There's air that goes within the double walls and then circulates out before the top of the canister. And so you've got a fire burning beautifully. And if the fire's reached its, you know, peak and it's at temperature, there's no smoke. So when you light the fire, and originally there's a bit of smoke, but then once it starts burning, the combination of the heat and the airflow means no smoke. So we were sitting around the other night with the kids roasting marshmallows as you do, and it was just fantastic because there wasn't smoke burning pouring at us in one direction.
So not a standard, like just standard wood fuel, like you just use hardwood. That
normal,
you would
I just use, you know, service station kindling and wood as you do. Threw a couple of logs on there, and hey presto, it was burning beautifully. Great flame, great fire, great heat, but no smoke.
You're joking. But if you just say if you put leaves in there, would it smoke?
I mean, if you put green leaves in there, yeah, I guess. I haven't tested that. But
okay, no.
Green stuff smokes like there's no tomorrow.
No, I didn't say green. I didn't say green. I said dry leaves, like if you put leaves.
Well, you didn't say dry green leaves. You just said leaves.
The bottom line is what I discovered in letting it burn out was that the smoke is there when you first light it and when it's burning out. But when it's at its peak, when there's flames, when there's heat, there's no smoke. So it's the combination of the heat and the airflow that reduces the smoke.
It's called a Solo Stove Fire Pit.
Oh, what's
just in time for summer. where would you get these from, Trevi?
I just found it online. Solo Stove online. There's a few of those kind of camping and outdoor stores that sell them as well. Bit of a price to pay, but I think a really great little investment for the backyard.
Yeah. What's the go on the eSIM?
eSIMs are now a permanent thing in America on the iPhone. You can't put a plastic SIM card into the new iPhone. And my advice is to switch now, folks, because I assume it will come to Australia next year. And it's been a bit of a drama for people switching in America. So you're better off now switching to eSIM. So you can throw that little bit of plastic. You can actually do it on the phone with Vodafone. So if you've got a Vodafone SIM, you've got an iPhone, you can click convert to eSIM now, and it'll just convert your plastic SIM into an electronic SIM, and then when you get your next phone, you just put it side by side, it converts it over, and your number works on the new phone.
Hey presto, so there you go.
Very, very cool, simple, easy to use.
If you want to see the reviews, EFTM.com. Trevor, we are earning a much needed break next Tuesday, so we won't be here. But
one of us needs a break more than the other.
Well, I was going to say, which one of you earned that?
Paddy's going to go away and get this fire pit and try and disprove that it doesn't, that it does actually smoke.
You're going to send me photos of leaves smoking.
It's like a dog with a bone.
I'm heading up to Nimbin. Thank you, Trevor. We will speak to you on Tuesday week, my good friend.
See you, boys. Enjoy your time off.
Trevor Long from EFTM.com.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Special edition of In the Nuts.
Grand final edition.
Yeah, to win your way to the NRL grand final, all you've got to do is identify the mystery item that we've hidden in our container of nuts that we have in the studio.
Yes, inside the jar of nuts is an item that is many different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, that is the first clue. Once we get four callers, we'll give you another clue. We've got Paul from Gosford. G'day, Paul.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
You're not bad, mate. What do you think is in the nuts this morning?
It's got to be a pair of undies.
That is true. Many shapes and sizes, but that's no. We've got Chrissy from Killarney Vale. G'day, Chrissy.
Paddy doesn't actually wear any.
No. Chrissy, good morning.
Chrissy.
Morning.
Yeah. How are you, Chrissy?
Not too bad, thank you.
Brilliant. What do you reckon is in the jar of nuts? Many shapes and sizes.
Well, in the jar of nuts, I think it's football boots.
Ooh, no. No, it's not. No. Donna from Halekalani.
Donna, hit us with it, Donna.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. Many shapes and sizes. It is a...
Pasta?
No,
when does, the next clue come out?
Well, we've done three after Monica from Watanabe. G'day, Mon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Not bad.
Thanks.
Okay, what is it?
I want to see balls.
Okay,
like balls.
But like, yeah, footballs, like a ball, stuff like that.
Oh, balls. Yeah, footballs. Golf balls.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No, it's not. Okay. No, it's Monty, not. Absolutely wrong.
Not balls. Balls to that.
That is true and correct.
Now, it's time for...
Another clue.
A clue.
Okay, after four, we go to the next clue.
What was that clue we worked out? Oh, doesn't last long.
Doesn't last long. And what about the other? Can we give two clues? Because we want to
Yeah, it doesn't last long.
And
is added to things.
Okay. All right. Your chance to win a double pass to the NRL Grand Final on Sunday, October 2nd. So you go and see Pete Murray at Entrance League Club on the Saturday. You go to the footy on the Sunday at a core stadium.
Yeah.
And then you have the Monday long weekend off.
That is a big win. Come on.
But
doesn't last long. He's added to things, many shapes and sizes.
1-3-5-3 calls next. Triple M. We've got Amanda from Noraville. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
How you doing? All right?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad.
If you were to get this right and go to the GF, who would you take with you?
My partner.
Okay.
Ooh, lucky.
All right. Partner's name?
Wayne.
Wayne. Okay. Well, will Amanda and Wayne be heading to the NRL Grand Final? We'll be finding out after the break. No, no, we don't have time. We do not have time. What is it? Jeez, I hope you're right, Amanda.
I said ice cubes.
Amanda.
Ice cubes.
On this day, Tuesday, the 20th of September.
How many calls do we have in the log?
Oh, we've got a few coming up. Yeah. Amanda, you wouldn't believe it. Oh, bloody hell. You are absolutely correct. Congratulations.
You beauty.
Oh, yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
So, Amanda
now
and.
Paramakes it.
Oh, Paramount up there.
Paramakes it. Amanda, you're a legend. You couldn't have gone to a nicer person.
And my partner follows the rabbit. So, if they win.
Oh, what an epic. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wayne wearing the South Sydney jersey and you with your Parramatta jersey.
One has a victory kiss, the other gets a sympathy kiss.
Well, better luck next year. Well done, Amanda. You are there to the NRL Beautiful. Grand Final. Congratulations.
And that's a wrap for Paddy and Rob Palmer. How's this for tools? How's that for steel? How's about gas? BJ Howe's Metalland, Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.